Is this in the creation, or 212, chapter 8, the world in which we live, is this in your consciousness, or are these two things one thing? Questioner, it's as much a part of creation as any other duality. There are many activities that occur upon the surface of the planet at this time that are considered to be evil. There are groups who express themselves in ways that were never conceived by the original thought. The original thought, however, provided for no limits on expression. It is possible, therefore, for any of the Creator's children to express themselves in any manner that they desire. For this reason, throughout the creation, there are individuals and groups expressing themselves in infinite numbers of ways. You, at your present state of understanding, consider some of the expressions to be evil. We consider them to be expressions. We find that for our purpose, certain expressions are of a more beneficial nature to our own enjoyment than others. There are, however, expressions of an infinite quality and an infinite quantity occurring throughout the creation. We attempt to serve those within the creation who desire our service. They desire our service because they are interested in our concept of truth. We believe that our concept of truth is correct. In our understanding, we know that our concept is correct. There are many who would disagree with what we understand. This is their privilege. They do not desire our service. We would freely serve them in any way that we could. However, they do not desire this. Therefore, we do not serve. May 14, 1974. There are many, many myriads of populations throughout the cosmos. Many of them are extremely advanced, and a few of them are not only advanced but also of a nature which you might call evil. 213, Chapter 8, the world in which we live, the Creator is at the end of your path. Your faith is far stronger, if you indeed realize it, than any evil. Remember this, my friends. It is completely within your powers, through meditation, to gain the love of the Creator that conquers all lack, limitation and pain. But, my friends, be aware that the only true nature of evil is separation from the Creator. It cannot touch you if you maintain your contact with the One who is all, nothing from the outside may come into harm. From the universe of truth and understanding you may show love and light upon all who come into your view. Do not fear, my friends. There is nothing to fear but fear. This has been said before upon your planet, and it is quite true. Never waste time in fear, or in hatred, or in anger, for it is only another opportunity at such a time to experience and to demonstrate the love and the light of the infinite Creator. Lack and limitation. Early in life an impenetrable barrier is erected within the psyche itself. A barrier of inhibition is built up between the unconscious and the conscious thinking self, a barrier of prejudices, false moral concepts, infantile notions, pride and egotism. So profound is this armored barrier that our best attempts to get past it, around it, or through it are utterly impotent. We become cut off from our roots. Israel Regardi, Channeling Selection. April 24, 1974. You are aware upon your planet of night. This darkness is real to you within the illusion that you know as life. There is a simple, physical way in which you can intellectually imagine the darkness to be only a local phenomenon. The method of that understanding is to imagine that you are observing the solar system from the standpoint of the object that you call 214, Chapter 8, the world in which we live, your sun. From the standpoint of your sun, there is no night. There is no darkness. There is no lack. There is no limitation. There is only light, an enormously wasteful amount of energy, infinite, self-perpetuating, a type of light that expresses itself in all directions with all of its heart and strength. The concept of darkness, lack, limitation or any petty restriction of any kind is quite foreign to the point of view of the inhabitant of the sun. It is for this reason, my friends, that we often describe to you the love and the light as being like sunlight or some form of light. This light, this phenomenon called light, is a spiritual phenomenon. It is one of the two building blocks of your entire universe. Light, with no limitation of any kind, vastly energetic and infinite in its capacity, is the basis for all that is in a physical sense. The shaping, the creating, the molding force is the consciousness, the thought which we call love. Love shapes light into the vibrations that we know as the physical world. The Creator's love is completely, down to the very smallest detail, a spiritual thing. The lack, the limitation, the darkness, and the want are the creation of that most chief of the Father's creations, that being mankind. Mankind is a creator, even as his Father wished for him to be. He has created, and those things which he desires are things which he does not truly desire. He has invented a great many different ways to experience lack, limitation and want. This, my friends, is only true thought from the point of view of the dweller within the illusion who rotates with the planet and sees the sun go down and disappear. A simple shift in point of view, from the point of view of the planet to the point of view of the source of light, for the planet, will enable the understanding of the conditions of the planet upon which you now enjoy the physical existence to come into much clearer focus. 215. Chapter 8. The world in which we live. We are aware that this is a far more generalized statement than requested. However, there are many things which do not have the spiritual answers for ourselves, but deal only with the illusion. The ability to change one's point of view will often banish a question and replace the question with understanding simply by the realization of a shift in point of view. The Antichrist, another prophet, shall arise, and bring fresh fever from the skies. Another woman shall awake the lust and worship of the snake, another soul of God and beast shall mingle in the globe-haired priest, another sacrifice shall stain the tomb, another king shall reign, and blessing no longer be poured to the hawk-headed mystical lord. Aleister Crowley, comment. This comment was written in 2009. The dictionary defines the Antichrist as an opponent of Christ, or one who is antagonistic to Christ. If there is but one Antichrist, then that would be Satan. In a larger sense, however, all of those who have lost their faith in the power of unconditional love can be said to begin to take on the tinge of antichristhood. Channeling Selection, February 18, 1974. You have spoken of the term, antichrist. What then is the meaning of this term? It is simply the ignorance of the 216. Chapter 8, the world in which we live, knowledge of this truth. This ignorance is widespread upon this planet. This is what is known as the Antichrist. It is the ignorance of truth. We speak to you, through instruments such as this one. We do this because it would be a mistake to speak to the people of this planet in a more direct manner. It is necessary that the ignorance of truth be eliminated from within, for this is the only possibility available to the individual, if he is to achieve a true awareness of truth. The concept of Antichrist is with you, but it is a false concept. If there exists an individual who would be called the Antichrist, then there exists an extremely ignorant individual. Should this be a threat to any of the Creator's children? I think not. Satan, Cleopatra, thou shalt be whipped with wine and stewed in brine, smarting in lingering pickle. Messenger, gracious madam, I that do bring the news made not the match. William Shakespeare. Comment. This comment was written in 2009. There is a mythic sweep of lore in the story of Satan. It is said that he was an angel who tired of following the Creator. So he started a war in heaven and was cast down to a lake of fire in his new precinct, Earth, taking with him, in one whip of his great tail, a full third of the angelic host. However, another name for Satan is Lucifer, which, translated from the Latin, means light bringer. The Confederation entities would appreciate this second naming. For although the suffering of humankind is dark, yet it brings eventual realization, knowledge and freedom to those who go boldly. 217. Chapter 8, the world in which we live, into that lake of fire, to wrest from the suffering the spiritual maturity and tempering of consciousness which are its fruits. Channeling Selection, February 18, 1974. The one known as Satan was interested in experiencing the result of a desire of individualization, a desire for isolation. There are many of the Creator's children who are at present desiring isolation. To our understanding, this is not possible. The creation is full of the expressions of the Creator. Isolation is only possible through the creation of illusion. In creating the illusion of isolation and intense individuality, the one known as Satan has experienced his desire. He has attempted to serve others in giving to them the experience of isolation. and may have sought this experience. For this reason, there are many groups who actively seek to experience isolation. This, then, is occurring, and has occurred, within the creation. This is a part of the original thought of the creation, that each of the parts might fulfill its desires. Death, old Lazarus, why come you're not dead? Eldridge Cleaver, comment. This comment was written in 2009. The great gift of spiritual and religious faith alike is the changes made in the seeker's view of death. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust is undisputed, in terms of there being a decisive and final end to our physical bodies at death. Yet to the religious person, death is only a door into a larger life. And the Confederation, with their views on reincarnation and the grand procession of densities, describes what is beyond 218, Chapter 8, the world in which we live, that door. Thusly death loses its sting, and becomes merely the dropping of the physical body. We who occupy these bodies at this time are seen as citizens of eternity. Channeling Selection, February 25, 1974. Hat on, I have said that there will be the destruction of physical bodies upon your planet. This is a necessary consequence of the physical change. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are aware that within your illusion much attachment is in evidence with respect to the physical. The body that you know as your physical body, it is much a part of the illusion that you now experience as the illusion created by the people upon this planet. It is only necessary to avail yourself of the knowledge of reality to understand the reason for what you consider the physical body. It has been stated earlier this evening that it is necessary to understand the words written in one of the holy books that have been given to your people. These stated that even though you should walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that you would fear no evil. These words have reference to that which you consider as the destruction of the physical body. So, what you're saying is that regardless of whether or not people raise their vibration, their physical body is going to be destroyed. Hat on. Your physical body will be destroyed. You are aware of this. There is not a single physical body upon the surface of this planet that will not be destroyed at some time in what you consider to be the future. You have an awareness of this and expect it, as do all of the people of your planet. This is what you know as death. It is a natural cycle for the physical body to be destroyed. It is alarming to most of the people who 219, Chapter 8. The world in which we live, inhabit this planet to assume that their physical body will be destroyed before they expect it to be destroyed. However, it is possible at your present level of awareness in the physical to expect this destruction at any particular time. Will all the bodies of all the people of this planet be destroyed during the changes that you have stated, or will some people be taken with their bodies in your craft off the planet? Hat on. There will be a change of density of vibration. The physical body as you now know it will not be in evidence in the fourth density of vibration. You would have no need for this denser body. If you were to retain it, you would not pass into the fourth density. Do you wish to retain this and remain in the third density of vibration? I think not. Do you know what you desire? What is death? What is the physical body? What's the process of translation that you have spoken of? Is it what we call death, or is it something else? Hat on, there is no death. The reason that you presently have the concept of death is that you are unable to communicate in your present state of awareness with these whom you consider dead. There will be no inability to communicate between levels of awareness when the planet has moved into what is considered the fourth density. Therefore, there will be one awareness of the concept of death. All physical bodies that now exist upon this planet will in the future not exist. This would occur even if there was no change of density, for it has occurred in a cyclical manner throughout all of the history of this planet. 220, Chapter 8, The world in which we live, wealth sweet will be our days, and bright, and happy will our nature be, when love is an unerring light, and joy its own security. William Wordsworth, comment. This comment was written in 2009. There are several ways of calculating wealth. The first is to count up all the assets a person has on this earth: money, stocks, bonds, real estate and so forth. The second is to consider wealth the accretion of worldly power, influence and connections. And the third, which the Confederation as well as most world religions embrace, calculates wealth as the treasures in heaven of contentment, joy, presence, realization and devotion to the service of the Creator and one's fellow human beings. It's all in your point of view. Channeling selection March 24, 1974. There was a man upon your planet who had great wealth, and in this wealth, he saw much power, for his fellow men would eagerly do his bidding to share part of this wealth. And, for this reason, many of those who dwell upon this planet, known to you as Earth, require vast quantities of material wealth and therefore acquire what they consider to be much power. What is not understood by those men is that in acquiring this wealth and in attempting to possess much power through this wealth, they are giving up an infinite amount of power for that which is in actuality no power at all. The man of which I spoke, who had much wealth, used it to satisfy his desires. And his desires were for things which he 221, chapter 8, the world in which we live, thought that he wanted and needed. For he saw in this wealth not only a great happiness which would come from possessing those things that he desired and having dominion over all of his fellow men about him, but also great security in that he would need not want for the rest of his days. And, therefore, he coveted greatly his accumulation of wealth, and had at his command everything that he desired and great status. But he lacked one thing. He lacked love. For it was not given to him by those about him. And this he did not understand. And he became aware of his need for this experience that he called love, and he set about to discover how to obtain it. And he questioned those about him, and asked them why he was not given love. And they could not answer, for they did not know. And he went to a wise man and offered to pay him much of his wealth if he would but tell him how to obtain love. And the wise man gave unto the rich men all that he possessed, for all that he possessed was but a pitiful, small amount. And the man of great wealth accepted it, for he had long ago resolved never to turn down a gift. And he left the wise man and went to his home and pondered this gift, leaving the wise man penniless, for he had not paid the wise man. For the wise men had not told him how to find love, and as the days passed, he returned to the wise man, for he could not understand why he had been given all that was possessed by the one who was said to be so wise. And when he asked him, he was answered by the wise man, who said, "It is because I have a great love for you and you desire wealth. Therefore, I give you that which I have to add to your riches, for this is what you desire." And at that moment, the man of great wealth looked at the wise man and said, "And in turn, I, for the first time, know love." 222, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. And he gave to the wise man great wealth. And in doing so, he felt an even greater love. For the first time, he had learned the truth of the Creator's gifts to his children. And this man was very fortunate, for he had been able to discover a way of generating love. And yet, man on earth continues to seek within his material illusion, continues to seek that which is of no real value. For he lacks faith. He stands upon the surface of this planet and experiences all of the gifts of his Creator. He breathes the air and smells the fragrance of the flowers and is in the company of his fellow man and finds many things provided for him. And yet, he does not understand. He does not have faith that within this creation, he is supplied, and due to this lack of faith, he finds hardships, for he does not understand faith. Therefore, man, in many instances, does not seek the knowledge of the wise man. But he seeks a security and a power that is not secure and is not power. Time, all dogs, past, present, and future, are equally happy. The enormous price of knowledge is the power to imagine, and the consequent power to compare. John Fowles, comment. This comment was written in 2009. The concept of time has baffled, fascinated and provoked discussion as long as written history shows us the writings of philosophers, poets and artists. We have a tight grasp on the passage of time here on Earth, with our atomic clocks and our various calendars. Yet time slips away from happy souls and drags for those with woe and trouble in their hearts. According to the Confederation, time is a part of the grand illusion of this third density environment. Also, according to 223, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, The same source, third density itself is running out of time, as we welcome the dawn of fourth density. Channeling selection January 26, 1974. You see the future as something that will come to you. We see the future as an event that is presently here. This is a difficult thing to translate into your language, but I will attempt to give you an understanding of what you know as time. Time, my friends, is an illusion. The creation is, in fact, timeless. You are at a particular point in the evolution of the creation. There seems to be a progression of time. But there is actually a continuing stream of consciousness. It is only necessary to displace yourself along this stream of consciousness to be at any point along the stream that you call time. In other words, it is possible to move through time as you understand movement through space. Each of these concepts is as real as the other. We have stated to you previously that there is one place and there is one time. This place and this time are the creation. We are able to move through space. We are also able to move through time, for in actuality these things are the same thing, they are the creation. Sleep in the evening, before sleeping, thou shalt say, whilst my corporeal body sleepeth, O Jehovah, help my less encumbered spirit to see the ways of thy righteous judgment. USP. Comment. This comment was written in 2009. 224. Chapter 8. The world in which we live, sleep is a blessing and a rest to the weary human. It is also a voyage into mystery, as we dream of things impossible to explain in any rational sense. Seldom do our dreams speak clearly to us. Yet we sense that our dreams give us valuable clues about what is most deeply on our minds and hearts. It is fascinating to consider that in the short burst of REM sleep, such detailed, rich stories are spun, stories that take us a long time to tell and even longer to consider. To the Confederation, however, we all seem to be asleep within the illusion of physical life. Their recommendation is caught in the little nursery song, "Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream." Channeling selections February 9, 1974. We were, for quite some time, confused about the conditions that are manifested upon your surface, and the reason for the turmoil. It took us some time to understand the state of total ignorance that is in evidence among your peoples. This is not a condition that is often found in this creation, for the Father has given to each of his children an understanding that is within them. This understanding is within all of the peoples throughout all of space, and it is within the people of this planet. However, since they have not sought this understanding that is theirs, that is a part of them, they have continued in directions brought about by desires that have nothing to do with truth, desires created by intellectual games played in their sleeping state. And if they did not come in contact with their innermost thoughts at this time, they would long since have ceased to exist. For a being cannot long exist in a condition of total lack. 225. Chapter 8. The world in which we live, of the Creator's truth. For this reason you find it necessary to sleep. Sleep, my friends, is not a normal condition. It is something that the people of your planet do out of necessity. Unfortunately, this condition of sleep does not totally satisfy the requirements that are necessary if the truth of the creation is to be revealed in its totality. It is therefore necessary, if they are to return to this truth, to avail themselves to it in daily meditation. May 14, 1974. Questioner: What is sleep? Hat-on: I am Hat-on. I am aware of your question. At night, my friends, you truly come alive. Many, many upon your planet only rise to consciousness in their sleep. There is a desperate starvation upon your planet. It is the starvation of the spirits that have forgotten how to contact their Creator. During sleep, my friends, your spirit involuntarily goes directly into the real universe, and breathes in lives and radiates the joy of the Creator. Were it not for this unconscious activity of the spirit of many of those upon the surface of the planet, they would be unable to continue their existence in the physical body. In fact, this is the reason for the amount of sleep that is needed upon this planet. It is necessary in order to give enough food to the spirit. In the case of those who through meditation have found the conscious contact with the Creator, they may find that less sleep may be adequate. Questioner, can this sleep activity be remembered, when we have awakened? Hat on, all is remembered, my friends. Nothing is forgotten. There will be much remembering of much that we seem to have forgotten when we leave this chemical vehicle and this heavy illusion. 226, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. Sex, the length of our passions no more rests with us than the length of our lives. La Rochefoucauld, comment. This comment was written in 2009. Our sexuality is one of the most magical things about us. Although in the wrong hands, used for the wrong reasons, it can make us miserable and cause us untold pain. In the right hands, used for the right reasons, it can make us sacred dancers in the fields of the Lord, playing and gambling with the Creator and offering a new understanding of unity as two people of flesh and blood become one in spirit and in body. Sex gives us all the chance to explore the right use of power. Channeling Selection, May 14, 1974. Questioner, what about sex? Is it better to be a monk if you are on the spiritual path? Hat on, my friends, the subject of the physical illusion has always been a difficult one, and your question about what you call sex is an area which has a great deal of drama associated with it. We can only tell you that you are a free agent. You have incarnated into a physical vehicle. This physical vehicle is designed in order to offer you various experiences which you need for you to progress spiritually. Due to the fact that each one is sovereign unto himself, being a free child of the Creator, each man therefore will have come to this incarnation with a peculiar and unique set of needs, which his excursion into the physical illusion will satisfy. To sum 227, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, people, the experience of sexuality is extremely important. To some people, there is little or no need for this particular type of activity. The rather large number of people who have lined up on one side or another of this question, and others like unto it, are reasoning about an infinite situation. There is only one answer for each person. My friends, sexuality is neither good nor evil. Your physical body is neither good nor evil. Sexual activity, as such, is neither good nor evil. The natural activities upon your planet are part of the Creator's plan. Were it not part of the Creator's plan that man should have sexuality, then man would not have sexuality. It exists simply as an opportunity. It is completely under the control of each individual as to the use to which he puts this opportunity. There is a simple progression for those on your plane. We have noticed that you are aware that many of your earthly masters on your planet were not particularly interested in the experience gained within the province of human desire. This is due to the fact that the earthly plane is experienced first in a relatively gross or material state, a state which yields great strength, great sexuality, and a great deal of aggressive emotion. The progression towards the next density of experience is one which more and more experiences an abiding within spirit, and a detachment from the needs of the material part of the self. In extreme cases, this has meant that there will be no activity of a physical nature at all for a certain person. However, we must point out to you that this state is not arrived at by a person who decides to become holy by imposing such restrictions upon himself. This state is properly attained as a natural result and an involuntary occurrence upon achieving a completely transcendent state. There are many, many seekers. Many of these seekers are in many, many different places. We are aware that much good 228, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, may be accomplished by the correct mating of two individuals in mind, body, and soul. Again, this is not a necessary path to take. There are a thousand paths to take. Each individual finds what is proper for him. To find a proper path, one may meditate, as we have said so many times. Simply, meditate. We are aware that this is a subject of confusion. But my friends, it is simple. There are opportunities, and you are a discerning entity who seeks to understand. Seek, and ye shall find. These are true words. Seek through meditation. Drugs Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. The Beatles, comment drugs have been with us since the dawn of civilization as we know it. But seldom have they been as generally well regarded by as many sincere seekers after truth.